With more daylight and the end of the school year approaching, lots of kids will have the opportunity to play outdoors more in the coming weeks and months, if they choose to. Outdoor time has decreased drastically for children. A new MSU study indicates that there are benefits to unstructured outdoor play besides the physical exercise. Joining us now to talk about the study is Current State's Melissa Benmark. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Mark. This study really caught my eye just as a kid who spent an awful lot of time outdoors, and the results are really interesting. It indicates that more outdoors time could mean a better spiritual life and stronger self-fulfillment for young people. And I talked to the author of the study, Dr. Gretel Van Weeren, assistant professor of religious studies at MSU, about what prompted her to study this subject.
My specialization is religion and nature, broadly, and environmental ethics in particular. And so my interest in children really stems from thinking about if there are environmental values that are developed through our lifetimes, really we would think they would begin when we're children. And so thinking about environmental ethical values and how they develop through a lifetime beginning with children.
So that was basically where the study started, is that you were just interested in when does that process start?
Two reasons this study developed. One is, yes, sort of tracing the development of environmental values through a lifetime. But then also the study stemmed from a sort of two-sided phenomenon that's happening right now. One is the fact that studies are showing that children are spending significantly less time outdoors than they did even a generation ago. So studies are showing that today children spend on average a week, 40 minutes a week outdoors, whereas even a generation ago the number was more like 4 hours a week outdoors. So that's the one side in terms of seeing this increasing disconnect of American children from nature. But then the other side is a whole host of studies are increasingly showing in various disciplines, from healthcare to childhood development to my own field in environmental ethics, that actually the natural world plays a huge beneficial role in a whole host of ways, intellectual, physical, emotional. We're discovering so much more scientifically really about the important role nature plays. So the sort of positive, but then the negative, the disconnect, but then also the awareness that nature, even in modern life, still plays an incredibly important role for human development.
So you studied some kids about the 7 to 8 age range, and 10 of them, but in depth. Tell me what you found.
So what we found with the 10 children we studied, they were in the Lansing area. And what we found was pretty surprising, actually, because even though children on average, as I said, are spending much less time, we still found with these children we studied that the natural world played a significant role in their sense of spirituality, in their sense of beauty. And by spirituality, we had a very sort of broad definition that included a sense of meaningful and purposeful existence, a sense of happiness and solace or peace, a sense of connection and commonality. And then with aesthetic value, too, we had a broad understanding, which was a sense of beauty, a sense of order and harmony in the world. And so we found, though, that these children, especially the ones that spent more than 5 hours a week outdoors a week, were exhibiting many of these attributes that we were looking for, and in pretty profound ways. And so the ways they talked, for instance, about feeling a sense of, for instance, solace in nature. One child talked about when his grandfather had pancreatic cancer, spending significant time in a tree that was in the schoolyard, actually. And this was the tree that would always sort of be special to him and was sort of a spiritual, sacred place in a sense. Another child, in terms of an aesthetic sense, talked about the sort of wonder and discovery they felt when visiting Sleeping Bear Dunes over the summer, and the sort of layers and shades of blue. So even though the children were 7 to 8 years old, and the language at that age is fairly undeveloped, nevertheless, because we with 10 children were able to do some pretty in-depth research and spent significant time, we were able to get some very profound and rich language that is difficult to get through survey methodologies or other types of methodologies.
One thing I wondered about was, were these mostly urban kids, suburban kids, rural kids? How much room did they have in their outdoors?
Yes, it was a mix. It was a real mix of demographics in that way, even though it was Lansing area. It was a good mix of urban, suburban, and rural. And so another surprising thing from the study is, again, even children that lived in a highly urban setting in East Lansing and Lansing still had significant places to them, whether it was a very small backyard or a sidewalk with some sort of green space across the street. We had a child who lived on 10 acres way out in the country, south and west of East Lansing. And so and then various other suburban types of settings. So there didn't really seem to be that much significance in terms of the amount of space. But nevertheless, each of the children we studied did have some sort of green space that was available to them near their home.
One of the things that jumped out at me was that the study, or at least in the release, said that the children engaged in free play mm-hmm. outside as opposed to something structured. Do you think that played a role in the findings?
I do, and that's something that researchers in the Children and Nature Studies field have done a good amount of work looking at in terms of just what role does unstructured play serve in terms of developing these positive values we're interested in. And so one thing that Richard Louvre in his very well-known book, Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder, talked about was the fact that on the one hand, children spend much more time in organized activities, even if they're outside, soccer, tennis, basketball, outdoor, whatever it may be. But nevertheless, this increase and rise in organized structure play actually inversely related to the decrease in unstructured play outdoors. And so the point about unstructured play that researchers have focused on is the sense of freedom for exploration, the sort of wonder formation, discovery, creativity, imagination, all of these qualities that the natural world has historically served for children as a platform to develop what we would consider important attributes. And so the unstructured element, I think, was key. And most of the stories the children told about their significant experiences of nature had to do with unstructured play. And so we didn't specifically test for that element, but it was when we had them chart what they did outdoors and in what circumstances they did it, all of the most of the significant times they recalled had to do with unstructured play.
I believe there were 7 out of the 10 children who had a Christian background. What was the background of the other kids like?
So the background of the other kids, one was came from an atheist background, and the other two were religiously non-identified. And so I think that would be an extremely interesting question for future research in terms of just how children narrate a sense of spirituality depending on the religious language that they know from their upbringing. And so even though we're talking about nature as a source of spiritual development, of course, how children talk about that sense of connection and meaning and maybe mystery it largely depends on the sort of religious background that one has. And so some children use the term God to describe the sort of powerful presence in nature. Others just talked about sort of the power of the earth. But of course, the sort of religious background and religious understandings that children come into thinking about this is also a significant variable that we didn't study in particular, but we could hear in the types of language children used to describe the meaningful and profound experiences that they were having.
I also understand that one of the commonalities was that their parents really enjoyed being with nature.
That was definitely a significant finding, but also one that particularly some of the classical authors in Children in Nature studies, so Rachel Carson, who we know wrote Silent Spring, the book that told the American public and really the world about the deleterious effects of DDT on the American songbird population, nevertheless, is also very well known for her books on children and developing a sense of wonder. So she wrote a very well-known book called The Sense of Wonder that talked about the fact that children develop a sense of wonder in relation to the natural world, mostly when what she called they have a companion in wonder. So an adult, in her case, she did not have children of her own. She was an aunt with a very special nephew, and so she spent significant time with her nephew outdoors. So we did find in our study that the parents, for the most part, had themselves had significant childhood experiences of nature, but then also that they attempted best they could to spend time with their own children, even though we know that's so difficult with all the modern pressures of life. Nevertheless, each of the parents in our study valued the experience they themselves had as children. It was something they wanted to pass down to their own children, and it was something that they attempted the best, given their circumstances, to do and be outside with their children and be that sort of companion and wonder for them.
So even with the pressures of video games and practices and games and involvement and everything, if the parents made time for it, then it became important to the kids?
I think there was definitely that sort of relationship. And again, we didn't sort of study the exact connections, but definitely in terms of parents who valued the connection with the natural world and helping their children see that value. Also, it seemed the children were absorbing that sort of value too in very significant ways. And there was a relationship between the parental value of experiences of nature and then that rubbing off to children's value. Again, 7 and 8 year olds don't know a whole lot yet about what they exactly value, but again, showing a strong interest and a sense of satisfaction and meaning through the experience of nature.
That was Dr. Gretel Van Wieren, Assistant Professor of Religious Studies at Michigan State University, talking about her new study on children, nature, and spirituality. She was speaking with Current State's Melissa Benmark.